At the September 20th Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, which was held at PCHS, once again, conflicting opinions about a school mask mandate were aired during the delegations portion of the meeting by staff and citizen attendees at the meeting, as well as by numerous people who had signed onto the meeting via Zoom meeting. During this discussion, it was pointed out that Pocahontas is one of the few West Virginia counties without a school mask mandate. New this time, vaccine mandates for staff and students were also discussed by people expressing opinions on both sides of that issue. Following all this public comment, Superintendent Terrence Beam told the board that Greenbank Elementary Middle School would be going on to remote learning effective immediately because 6 staff members at that school were out because they were under COVID quarantine since they had contact with someone who had tested positive. Nathaniel Sizemore made an impassioned case for mask and vaccine mandates. The board reviewed and considered making changes to their school reentry plan, and during that discussion, board member Sam Gibson strongly urged the board to pass a mask mandate and to also consider a vaccine mandate for staff members who do not have a religious objection to receiving the vaccine. Board member Morgan McComb said enacting a staff vaccine mandate would probably result in costly lawsuits against the board, which the board would probably lose. Gibson's motion to establish a mask mandate failed because it could not receive a second from any of the other board members. But he said he would make this motion at all future meetings until this crisis is over. School nurse Jenny Friel told the board that most of the COVID attendance problems in the schools that we were experiencing are due to quarantined staff and students rather than actual COVID cases, adding that in the entire school system, there were only 6 actual active cases among both staff and students. Board President Sue Hollingsworth made a motion to establish a temporary trial mask mandate to last for 3 weeks, after which the board could examine and see if it was effective in reducing cases. Morgan McComb said that the Delta strain of COVID was peaking and will probably be declining over this 3-week trial period, which could inaccurately make it look like a mask mandate was effective. Hollingsworth's motion was defeated also. In the end, neither mask or vaccine mandates were adopted. The board made a minor change to the reentry plan's quarantine rules, requiring quarantining for unvaccinated students and staff who were or were not wearing masks when they had contact of less than 6 feet social distancing for 15 minutes or more with a person who tested positive. This would apply to situations such as on school buses, at lunch, or in a self-contained classroom. The board also agreed to provide the public with advance notice if any consideration of vaccine mandates would again be discussed at a future board meeting. Also at the meeting, the board approved routine financial reports, approved their 2020-2021 unaudited preliminary financial statement, approved monetary allocations to each school's faculty senate, approved a list of parent and community volunteers for this school year, approved 2 new policies and 3 revised policies, all of which were required to be changed because of changes to the state code, passed recommended personnel actions, and finally they conducted a short matters of the board discussion. Policies and approved personnel actions can be found at the end of this story on our website by clicking on the link to the board's official meeting agenda. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.